Blog Talk Radio.
Of love.
and the fecundation. Oh yeah, Jah prayers to be forgiven. Sing homage to the land. Sing homage to the land, Ethiopians. Sing homage to the land, Native Americans. Sing homage to the land, sharecropping in the gorgeous land. Sing notice to demand, in a subliminal, really they overstand. The sustenance collection, yeah, with blood just filled upon.
My IHOTEP and Better Love, you are listening to the Truth to Power Show. My name is Beverly. We have Crenshaw Herb Pack and Baba with us tonight, and we're going to be talking about freak versus frequency. Well, how are you gentlemen doing tonight?
Peace and better love.
I'm doing absolutely. I'm doing great.
Excellent.
I'm doing well.
I like that vibration, that tune. That was good. Good vibration.
Yeah.
Crenshaw, before we get started with the subject, can you tell us about the Crenshaw Herb Pack?
My name is Dee Crenshaw, owner and operator of Crenshaw Herb Packs. We try to deliver affordable wellness packages, herbs and herbal remedies, minerals and natural things to mitigate any type of things that you may be dealing with. We're just here to help the people in this time of need that we're going through of toxicity and many other things.
Now, last week you were really talking about the sales talk. What do you want to focus on this week?
Baba?
Well, this week we're going to be speaking on freak versus frequency.
Okay.
As it equates to the electromagnetic frequency waves and how the adversary is amplifying these frequencies into our people, and why people have become freaks of nature. So we're going to have a open discussion about what we're witnessing right now in the freak realm.
Okay. And our herbs frequencies, do they give out certain frequencies?
Absolutely.
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 Okay. Well, the floor is yours. Go ahead. We're listening.
Okay. Well, I'm pretty sure all of us that's present and hearing the program this evening, we're experiencing not only in the music industry, but across the board in our children, when we're watching on TV, just in general, the population has become imbalanced, and we want to begin to give some clarity on what we're witnessing in real time, definitely in this season here. So I'm going to read you the definition of freak, first of all. A freak, a very unusual and unexpected event or situation. A person, animal, or plant with an unusual physical abnormality. Behave or cause to believe in a wild or irrational way, typically because of the effects of extreme emotion, mental illness, or drugs. Fleek or streak randomly. Okay? So we're gonna take this definition here. Behave or cause to behave in a wild and irrational way, right? Now, I'm on social media very limited, but where I go is a platform where you see just people behaving in a wild and irrational way constantly. It just, every conversation is always an argumentative situation. So when you're going through this network and you're witnessing the countenance of these people, it seems like they're under control of some sort of something is off, very off. So I want to tie in what's happening via the chemistry and see if we can determine what's happening, you know, just do our investigation just to be clear on certain things such as weaves and nails and chemicals and makeup, because when you're speaking of freaks of nature and in nature, it all ties back to an image or what we're seeing right now to be a freaky product. And being that we're the product of our environment, what are these products that they're putting out here and what type of frequency factors is shifting the countenance of our people. So I'm going to tie it into the food. First of all, the food has a frequency. And if you're taking food out of its natural habitation and using artificial lights to grow our food, of course, there's going to be a detriment in the cells of the population, because our cells are calibrated specifically to the universal law, the sun and the noble gases, which makes up the rainbow. Those are giving off the proper frequencies to give photosynthesis chemistry to plants in the plant realm. And if you grow food in an environment that is not conducive to that particular vibration or frequency, then when the people consume this food, they take on these specific frequencies intracellularly. We take on these energies and we resonate these frequencies, okay? So resonant energy, we're resonating, and we have to really look specifically at what these frequencies are and the outcome of how it's creating an unusual and unexpected event or situation in our population right now. Person, animal, or plant with an unusual physical abnormality, because this is not a normal situation, and people that behave or cause to behave in a wild or irrational way, typically because of the effects of extreme emotion, which you see all these so-called beings now, they become extremely emotional, and you see that they have a mental issue or illness, and plenty of people right now are on some heavy-duty frequency drugs that are created from synthetic frequencies. So it's not anything that vibrates in our body that is going to have us gain balance in any way. So, you know, we really haven't talked about these things, but from the radio is a frequency, music is a frequency, the food is a frequency. So everything that we're witnessing right now, your cell phone's a frequency, us speaking and communicating their frequencies too as well. So everything in our world stems on a frequency. So when you start seeing people become freaks of nature, we have to look at the frequency, because that's a part of frequency, okay? We want to go there and tie in freak versus frequency, okay? What are you witnessing? Can you speak on what you're witnessing you know, especially in the music industry? I mean, are these frequencies that's going to cause balance?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, I was just looking at, you know, they got the series out about Dahmer, the serial killer that was killing and eating all of this young men. And then that's what, you know, when he was telling his story, you know, he was saying he was having these thoughts, and then he was able to bring those thoughts into, make it real. So what kind of, you know, frequency was he vibing on? That was a mental illness or something going on there.
Well, there's plenty of projects that took place via the water, via the chemtrails, which started in the 70s. So, you know, they were doing injections, and I've come across a gentleman who is actually a scientist who creates frequency devices. He's super sensitive to frequencies.
And his daddy was a scientist. So who knows what was
going on. Yeah, but a lot of the stories that I come in contact with, these people who are pretty, they're private now, but they were pretty famous in their day.
Mm-hmm.
Like the best friend of Elizabeth Taylor. He had created a frequency device, but he told the story that his parents gave him over to an experiment.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he said that they were doing frequency testing on him as a child. So a lot of these people back in the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, Jeffrey Dahmer, they were actually on chemicals or chemistry that was they were tapped into. They became human antenna for whatever frequency that they were putting out there on the test. So they've been doing frequency testing, frequency warfare here in America since day one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that seems like, I mean, not only in Chicago, but since it has a real concentration of, you know, they killing each other, it seems like they have turned up some kind of frequency there.
Well, it's heavy metals. It's the heavy metals. And also here in Atlanta, when I first got back here from, I moved to Arizona, and I witnessed all the technologies that they got out there and the frequency poles that they got up there called the electromagnetic frequency wave poles, you know, for communications.
Mm-hmm.
What they did here in America is that they took the USB. Yeah, they took the UFC waves away, and they started to use those waves. That's what we were watching television from before,
right,
before we became digital.
Yeah.
So what they did was they put plasma TVs out there, first of all, to gain it's like they put them out there so they can connect their grid up. So you remember when plasma TVs came out and they were so expensive?
Yeah.
Only the rich people, the people who had money, can afford those things, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, and then they became really inexpensive and cheap. So what they did was they put them out there, spread them across the board where the people are, and they started creating a frequency grid. And then they started saturating the smaller areas where, you know, where the poor people live with these plasma TVs as well. So what they did was they started these plasma TVs were emitting plasma. So from the satellites and all of their communications, they were picking up all of those areas. And then right after that, you started seeing the poles go up. So when they created their plasma field, they started to develop poles that were higher up in the air. So right after the plasma televisions came in, what came in? Cell phones. So then the cell phone was only given the people who had money. So they started to create their grid, and all of a sudden everyone has cell phones. They even give away free cell phones now just to make sure that the whole ground is covered with these frequencies going all over the place. So there was a video of three people who got together, and they had six phones. They had three phones on the table, and they had a phone that they were going to call their telephone with, okay, cell phones. They put a few kernels of popcorn in the middle of these cell phones. And all three of them called their phone numbers, and all of the popcorn popped from just those frequencies. So we know that these cell phones are dangerous as hell for those that know about electromagnetic frequencies or have done their thorough investigation on communications. But the UFC frequency that they have has now become a warring attribute to the population. That's how they actually can move and direct electromagnetic frequency weapons. So that's why they took the frequency away, gave us a digital frequency, and now they have militarized the UHF frequency, which actually covered all the United States because everyone had television. That's what they've been doing the whole time, is that they put these TVs out there. And this is via the German technology, electromagnetic frequency waves. They created or recreated the radio, amplified these frequencies. That came from Germany. You know what I mean?
What about the computer, the frequencies coming off the computer?
Well, the computer frequencies are attached to the digital frequency, which is electromagnetic frequency waves. So everything is tied into frequency. That's why it's frequency versus freak versus frequency, because we got to know that somewhere along the line we become human channels for all of these ill frequencies. Thus, the word freak and frequency is pretty much one and the same.
Wow. So what about when people create those orgons?
Well, orgon is just... Orgon is just creating and amplifying stones, crystals, it's just amplification. So all that is it's causing it to vibrate stronger, and it amplifies in one of the organite. They call it organite.
Right,
organite
right,
is the name to say, but they say organ. But organite is trademarked. So organ was very popular. I have been doing organ for at least 18 years before they even start doing organ or even talking about it. Because I've been into frequencies for a long season, because I used to fix microcomputers when I was 15, 16, 17, 18 years of age.
Mm-hmm.
So that was I learned from my teacher actually developed the first security system for the Wang laboratory system for the Pentagon. The Pentagon actually used to use Wang computers for the military and everything. So they're the ones that had the internet first, because we used
right.
to fix the internet hub boxes for them in 1987. So in 1987, they already had internet. We were fixing the boxes. So he had a contract with the military, and then he became a teacher. So he taught us microcomputer repair. So he was very wise and rich, because he had the contracts with the military, with the Pentagon, and he was a teacher, having us fix the shit for free.
Okay.
So, you know, so this man right here taught us the matrix. Early in my life, I knew the matrix of internet, because it was very, very simple. And if you know that knowledge from the beginning, you know the knowledge now. All they did was they just made it faster, that's all.
Okay.
Yeah. But it was very, very simple technology then. But we didn't have the technology, so now they had to advance it, being that Dr. Klesch created the security system for that. So the Matrix, I knew the Matrix since I was 17. And it takes your mind into a very different realm, because you know what's happening. You know, it's like, you know, like people that know how to fix cars, they can listen to a car, hear a car, and I don't fix cars. So that's just the realm that they're in. They know. But I know frequency. I know electrons, how they move, how to calibrate. It's a lot to the electron world, the electronic world, especially in the repair realm. You have to be able to troubleshoot and direct the proper energy, so you can have a fixed product. We're repairing products, and we don't know what's happening with the product before it comes in. So learning that at the age that I was at, I mean, definitely put our minds in a different realm. And coming from a teacher that that was a master in his realm. So I've always seen it this way. But when they started in my neighborhood, microwaves, we had microwaves built into our house. I grew up in Fairfax. So other people didn't even know what a microwave was. We had microwaves. I didn't use a microwave because I knew it was something going on with that thing. Because, you know, when you put it in back in the day, it went, it was loud, you know, and it just like, why would I put my food inside of that? I mean, and then, you know, it changes the vibration and frequency of your food.
Right.
You know, so it's all electromagnetic frequency. So when we're dealing with EMF, it's electromagnetic frequency. So everything that we're experiencing now, especially, you know, being that I want to talk to my people directly, the sisters are not cooking food like they used to. They're just putting their food in the microwave.
Right, right.
Children are putting their food in the microwave.
Yeah.
They're not home cooking food anymore from fire and from heat. You know, everything is in a package. You put it in the microwave, you pull it out, and then you start seeing, you know, the ends just run around crazy. You know, they don't never equate that to frequency warfare. But that's the frequency. When you pull that out of there, now you're vibrating. Not only that, that frequency that's inside the food continues to vibrate from your mouth all the way down inside your gut. So that automatically destroys your immune function. So if it's heated the food up, that frequency, just imagine what it's doing to your organs when these little electrons are expelling into your those areas, you know? So we're literally cooking ourselves to death.
Wow.
Yeah, it doesn't stop cooking because you bring it out of the microwave.
Right.
Sometimes
right,
you hear it sizzling, so the people eat it. When it's sizzling, they're killing themselves, and usually those people die from cancer, which is an ill frequency. So we frequency is very important for us to get. I mean, it goes a lot deeper than, you know, I mean, you can equate that to every illness, every mental health issue. You know, people that are losing their minds, killing, you know, these are all frequencies. Guns are a frequency. Weapons, you know, movies that kill, you know. And all the music actually supports it now. So it's frequency warfare. Somebody knows exactly what's happening.
Yeah.
It's just that our people have succumbed to becoming freaks of nature, which is because they are on these ill frequencies, okay? Now, they amplify these frequencies in various ways and directed weaponry, because you remember, if you want to destroy people, you want to affect their minds, right? All right. Now, the brain is very important because it picks up on frequencies, right? That's where electromagnetic frequencies and all the chemistry fires off, because it's an electric storm going on in our brain. So if we're putting food in our bodies that support this divine connection or this static electricity or, you know, this energy, this energetics that supports the firing off of electrons, then we're going to be okay mentally, because our body, every aspect of our body is has electrons firing off in it. If we run out of electricity, y'all, we will die, okay? Our frequencies will go flatline, because everything inside of us is a chemistry, and this perfect chemistry is creating the frequency that gives off life. So, of course, an adversary of life is going to make sure he throws the wrench up in there somewhere along the line to make sure that our frequencies are off. Okay.
So what about the people that was living back in the day when it was just fire? There wasn't no electrical.
Well, they were in tune with nature, in tune with the higher frequencies of life. All of those natural things give off natural frequencies. Thus, we become synthetic. Now, synthetic is what they call sin. Sin is synthetic because it's going opposite of natural. Anything that's not natural is sin, synthetic. The wages of sin, your payment for becoming synthetic is what? Can somebody answer that? What is the payment for sin?
Death.
Death. You see a lot of people dying?
Yeah.
Because they have become synthetic in nature. So they become freaks of nature. It's a certain frequency that synthetic gives off. It's not the living frequency. It's an artificial frequency. So we should read this. Your payment for synthetic is death. Synthetic fingernail. Synthetic hair, synthetic eyes, synthetic butt, synthetic breasts, synthetic everything now. Our women are now becoming the most synthetic people on earth. Because it's the frequency that's being given off. And all the hair, you remember, hair is an antenna.
Yeah.
It's a cosmic antenna. So if you go into the human traffic arena, the global hair extension market size was valued at $3.71 billion in 2021. The market is projected to grow from USD $4.6 billion in 2022 to USD $7.63 billion by 2029. So when you see the Africans walking around with somebody else's hair on their head, you know that this $7.63 billion they're covering all of our sisters' heads up with human trafficked hair coming from prostitutes and children that have been human trafficked across the world, going through so many different abusive situations, from gang rapes to prostitution to drug use. So all of what's going to be inside of that hair is going to be a frequency vibration of memory, because hair is memory. They can tell what you drank or ate from taking a piece of your hair.
That's why they take the drug test with your hair.
They can take the drug test with your hair. They know, because hair is a frequency. Okay, all they're doing is testing for frequencies, because marijuana is a frequency.
And
so,
look how they legalized that, and everybody is smoking. Well, I don't say everybody, but a lot of people are smoking that marijuana, and it's synthetic. It don't even smell like marijuana used to smell back in the day.
Well, it's grown with artificial light. Artificial light is a frequency. So therefore, if you want to make sure everyone is dealing with a certain frequency, just grow their food in a certain frequency. If you want a death frequency, put it in the food. Because you remember, those lights that you see in the grocery store are frequencies, but they're attached to artificial frequency that causes the fruit or vegetation in the grocery store to act like it's alive. So it's all mirrors, smoke and mirrors. So when you take that vegetable outside of the store and it hits natural light, it dies. That's why the food doesn't last, because it's on an ill frequency. And they know exactly what it is, because you don't never see any lights in the grocery stores out.
That's right.
You know why? Because that is going to keep the food vibrating at a certain frequency. It's all chemistry. It's all laid out. And they've been doing warfare on the population in genetic modification for 50 to 60 years now. So when you go to the... Right.
Go ahead. So, you know, and that's why that they are messing with the water and everything. So if you even want to go back to nature, to natural frequency, it's even hard to do that, because they mess with the water and the...
Right, because you have to restructure water. Remember I was talking about the water. Mm-hmm. And what actually causes the water to return to the proper frequency? You have to vortex the water, and you have to use magnesium oxide. Magnesium oxide knocks all the hell out of that. So minerals, at the presence of these minerals, there are corrections, yes.
Okay, and that's what we need to know. Do you carry that, Crenshaw, magnesium oxide?
Yes,
or is
I will.
That something we take, or we put it in the water?
Yeah, he has access to that, yes, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, and so, well, you was there to fix on the frequency, so you know how to correct it.
Because I know the matrix of it, yeah.
Right,
and
right.
Remember, in electronics they use certain metals,
mm-hmm.
specifically for frequencies. And you know, gold is a superconductor of electrons. Gold, the price of gold is through the roof, because they know that that's part of the correction. All of the noble metals are super expensive, because they know these metals help us override any of their frequencies. Okay, so if you take out all of the stuff that's supposed to be in our food in microdoses, you take all that away and use depleted soils, then we don't receive these frequencies or living frequency potential. So an antenna, you can't make an antenna out of plastic.
Okay, it has to be metal.
It has to have some sort of metal or receiver frequency or energy, energetic, something that's going to cause static energy, electricity, electron potential, somewhere along the line. So we use metals. So these heavy metals that they're putting that causes antennas to become antennas, of course they're putting these antenna-like particles out there so it can go into your body, so you become a human antenna. Thus, the hair that our sisters are using is becoming human antenna for prostitute, becoming human channel for gang rapes voluntarily, because this is something that's going directly into their hair. Hair is a what? Cosmic antenna. So if you put a hair of someone on your head that was a cosmic antenna to being raped, of course, it has its resonant energy. It's still there. It's like a glass of water that you take from the grocery store. A grocery store, you have to actually neutralize that water because it's taking on the conversation. A person that farted, it might be sick. It goes into the air. All of these are frequencies. So when it coughs, you know, around your water, it can be sealed or not. It still contains memory. So in that realm of, and man, you're crazy. No, we have to be able to control this to the point that we don't become overtaken by these frequencies that's causing humanity to become freaks of nature. Now, if you just go to the grocery store, man, and just observe, man, you see so many freaks of nature walking through there. Just at the grocery store alone. When you get on social media, you're able to see it in high concentrations that something major is going on. Where are our people getting influenced from these frequencies? Why is everyone writing on their face?
Why is a lot of our young people are turning gay? I mean, we didn't have that in the
frequency.
Black community. Like it is now. It's just
well, it's all frequency and it's warfare mm-hmm. at the highest level. Because if you can,
yeah.
I mean, it all affects the kidney. You got to know they have to deal with the kidneys first of all. It's the kidney. Fear is kidney. Anytime you are fearful, it's because you have some sort of kidney issue. So if you are always in fear of something, you have to clean your kidneys out. Okay.
Yeah.
Or drink some water that contains some oxygen, because oxygen causes people to become fearless.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So we, in general, we have to look at the food. The food in the neighborhood, our neighborhood, is not like the food that's coming from Whole Foods. You know, all of that stuff has a certain frequency. It has red number 40. And usually it has a salt that picks up on ill frequencies, too, like monosodium glutamate.
Mm-hmm.
All of that stuff is inside of our foods. And people are eating it by the tons of these materials, putting in our food to cause us to become connected to frequency. So if you want to control the people, you create a antenna. You put all the garbage or the antennas inside the food, microparticles, whatever it is that they're calling these substances, they would call it red number 40, which is a neurotoxin. And right after a little child eats red number 40, they go crazy because now all of their neurons are coated with this red number 40 chemical poison. So now, in calamity, he's able now to be taken over by electromagnetic frequency waves.
And isn't most of the meat colored in that red, too? You know, I heard
everything here in America is got some sort of chemical that messes around with your neurological system. Otherwise, they can't take over your human channel. You know, we're channels, too, as well, just like they call a channel on the television.
Right.
So they're tuning into our frequencies. But they've been doing this for years. They put particles in the water. They put particles in the air. It all connects to their electromagnetic frequency towers. So we on a constant have to be able to mitigate ourselves from these little tiny particles entering into the matrix of our cells, which is the mitochondria. So we have to drink mitochondrial cocktails that's going to go in and start cleaning out the mitochondria, like activated magnesium bicarbonate. That's why activated magnesium bicarbonate on the market is so expensive. It's because they know it cleans out the cells.
Yeah, a lot of these juices out here that a lot of parents are quick to buy juices off the shelves of these stores and aren't reading the ingredients that are in them. And it's so simple to buy a few lemons and make you some homemade lemonade versus the chemicals plus the soy. Soy isn't everything now. They're dumping soy in almost everything. Snapple, candy, you name it. You have to be very watchful and you know, be of mind to pay attention to all the stuff that they're doing. You know, we get accustomed to things that we grew up in our childhood favorites, and we want to share them with our children, but it's very dangerous.
Oh, yeah. They emulsify that into everything now, because what it does, it coats your cells. That's what – it's plastic. And the certain enzymes inside of their stuff with all this soy breaks down that and creates plastic on the inside of our bodies. And that's another part of the frequency realm that they're literally causing people to become plastic beings now. Robots, robotoids, androids. But no one knows the chemistry. They don't know that. They don't know that there's certain chemicals and chemistry that break that down to plastic. In fact, they're putting enzymes in the water that eats the plastic out of the ocean.
Yeah.
So it breaks it down to a very fine situation inside the body, and the body actually will use that as a building block, being a triglyceride building block, and also it will also take over your body and create a plastic living body. That's why they're putting that stuff inside the body. That's a part of creating androids. Now, all the enzymes they're putting in the foods and all these vaccines are actually utilizing those little tiny particles of soy and building android beings. It's all the chemistry. Everything that we're saying right now in the different realms, he just brought up the soy. Yeah, soy is being used to create android beings, yes. And if you notice, it's in everything from everything, from children's formulas, all of that. It's in all of that.
Wow. What about when, like, people, they put, like, what you call them, stents in people's heart, people have they artificial knee and things like that. Can you still, you know, clean yourself out even though you have those things?
Well, you can, because everything we're dealing with is in nature. Okay. Everything that they're dealing with is synthetic. So they have to give them synthetic drugs to make sure the body doesn't reject synthetic. But the body really, really wants natural. It's just that by the time you get to that point, your body's already been overtaken by synthetic. And these chemistries is very serious, because most of our sisters, man, is $7.63 billion worth of hair.
That's true.
And where in all hell all this hair coming from? All these missing children, all these missing, and nobody even figures out why our women are moving like that. As soon as they get these hair put on them, they start resonating like a prostitute. In fact, prostitutes wear wigs.
Mm-hmm.
You go back to the history, that's how they're changing the frequency of our people. The food, it's in everything. Soy. The little boys now are wearing wigs.
Yeah, men are getting weave in their hair and things like that with all that glue that they're putting in on their hair.
Yeah.
The freak of nature. Because naturally, we would know to simply grow our own hair, because our hair is the cosmic antenna. So if you have someone else's hair on, you're going to pick up their cosmic, signature.
That's why we got to get them the humic fovic acid, so they could use that applied topically on their hair as well, and that'll help hair growth. Women dealing with alopecia, we've definitely been seeing some results. I work with a couple sisters that apply it with a spray mist and a mist bottle. Also, they use it in the shampoo. There's many ways to apply it, so we do have solutions. Like Baba said, the minerals are what we need.
Every disease known to man comes from a deficiency of some sort of mineral in our body. So we want to get rid of disease. If we want to get rid of immune deficiency, the only thing we can do with deficiency is create a sufficient balance. So sufficiency versus deficiency. I wanted to do a talk about sufficiency versus deficiency. That can be our next situation.
Okay.
Because we have to know that we have to bring balance. So that's going to be something we can talk about, sufficiency versus deficiency.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you're saying with these frequencies, you know, we know the minerals is also, it's like the music, well, they, you know, they coming at us in all different directions, so we have to correct it in all different directions also.
Well, I do know that a lot of things in the Bible, they definitely are true. They are. They're actually aimed towards the certain people who know the chemistry, like the Mormons, because they know this. This is Edgar Cayce's teachings, okay? So we generally, we have to know how to get in return. You know, like a man was made from the dust of the ground, right? These are chemistries inside of the dust of the ground that causes man to become masculine. But masculine man connects to the DNA. See, we have seeds, which seeds or DNA comes from synthesis. So we have synthesis from soil nutrients that causes us to synthesize seeds, okay? And the only way we can actually deliver a seed to a woman is that she has a fertile soil balance too as well, so she can germinate the seed, right? That's called RNA, which comes from soil. So humic acid is DNA for man, and she was created from the dust of the ground, right? The rib is ribonucleic acid synthesis from this particular substance. So it's humic acid. They've always known this particular dust of the ground, especially in Kemet, because that's the whole system of the Kemetic knowledge stemmed from dark soil. You know what I'm saying? So the highest knowledge of all would be that we would know how to utilize these particular elements to regain balance of man and woman again. So what we're doing now, we're at the forefront of now bringing man and woman back to balance. So now we can literally rewrite that man does come from this particular dust, and woman does come from the rib, which is ribonucleic acid synthesis from this particular soil. So this soil right here, you know, they didn't put it that way in the Bible, but that is exactly the chemistry of what it is. And we have to generally take that knowledge and remake man and woman again. So if you take these minerals and nutrients away, we already know that this is what happens.
Yeah, because I was told that all the minerals that's in the earth, that we have them in our body.
Well, because the earth is our, you know, is our footstool. Everything here on earth, that's the reason why when they came over here, these vampires, mm-hmm. came over here, they gave us a god. We were already in tune with natural law.
Exactly.
So when they gave us a god, we started looking for God versus dealing with natural law. They knew exactly what to do. In fact, if you look up the word God, it tells you do not even mention the name of God. It says it right there, because the word G-O-D is not what it is. And if you go and look into the word God, it takes you into the German definition, which means Gott, G-O-T-T. So, and then it goes a little further. So I will employ everyone here to investigate what the word God means, because now they got us running around for God, and we're going to church looking for God and giving all our money looking for God instead of taking some seeds and returning to the source, which is the garden.
And they even put it on the so-called money, the fiat. They even got it on that, the word.
Right, right.
And so that frequency will go right on that.
Right. It creates slavery. That's slaves. Mm-hmm. You know, it's promissory notes.
Right.
So it's all about slavery, slaves, and, you know, keeping people in check. All these so-called rappers got all this money, but they don't have no land, no water purification facilities. They got shiny teeth. And diamonds ain't worth shit anyway. Diamonds is worthless. So they get people to spend all their money on an image and a frequency that now all of them are giving their money right back to the people with some worthless diamonds. And then people are getting killed over it. So it's a part of genocide. It's a frequency. The rap music. I mean, check this out. The sisters get to the world stage. On a world stage, and the only thing they can do is bust nuts all across the stage. You know what I'm saying? Semen flying all over the place, big legs up and down, walking in doggy style positions. This is the frequency that they, They love it. They're clapping their hands. You see this? Hey, we love it. We done created the most ill frequency, freak of nature ass shit that we can possibly do. We have. They've gotten to the level of that's exactly what they wanted to do. It's to Hellenize us. Hellenism 101 is a frequency.
Wow, it's all this chemistry. It's all this chemistry.
It's a chemistry that keeps us in becoming freaks. You can be a freak. You know what I'm saying? Freak, freak, freak. Super freak, super freak. And you know, you saw on Rick James' head. What did you see on Rick James' head?
A wig.
There you go. I'm related to Rick James. I'm related to Rick James.
Mm-hmm.
And I had some sort of frequency connection. I never knew what it was. But I never got into the freaky stuff. You know what I'm saying? I was like, nah, I don't want to play that. But he did have some profound songs. But he was caught in between that frequency.
Yeah. And he was and using the drugs. That also helped.
He was, those
frequency.
Drugs created a frequency.
Yeah.
He was a freak.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. I know exactly what not to do. Right. And also, like I say, you know, I feel the frequency of C. Dolores Tucker because she came forth and was talking about these frequencies. And you know what? They went against what she was talking about, trying to correct the frequency. So she spent all the rest of her life, all the way until the day I found out she passed away, it was a frequency. And she guided me to a paper that had her face on it. You know, so I'm trying to call her, and she just found out that same day she passed away. So everything is a frequency. You give over to the right frequency, we're gonna see some things change. But if we continue doing what we're doing right now, we're going to succumb to these people's ill frequencies. It's frequency warfare. We got to protect ourselves. And also, another thing about fulvic and humic acid, it protects you from electromagnetic radiation. It mitigates radiation from entering into the cells.
Okay. Well, the battle is won when you know, just like you've given us the solution. You're telling us what the problem is, and you're giving us the solution to it. So it's not like we're walking around here that we don't know what's hitting us. We getting hit all upside the head.
I've been talking about humic acid for 24 years now.
Wow.
I should be ordering 20 tons of it right now.
Right.
Now, we didn't put the word out so many times about humic acid. And like I say, even though you tell the people still won't do it.
Mm-hmm.
We have to get some real beans right now to order 100 pounds of this joint. And start giving it to the people around them. Just give it to them.
Right.
We done wasted so much cash and so much money on drugs and liquors and going to get effed up. You know what I'm saying? By the time you go 20, 30, 40, 50 times going to get effed up, you have to go to the doctor. And the doctor's going to say, man, you're effed up. And then now you're going to spend all your time un-effing yourself up.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very messed up situation that we're dealing with. Right now, everybody listening, get 100 pounds. That's 100 people. Just say $20 a pound, $30 a pound. You understand? Whatever it is you're going to, but I guarantee you, 1 pound is going to change their whole frequency. Just do it.
Yep.
People are messed up. You teach them about that and you send them the article about humic acid or read that openly to your audience, they're going to want 100 pounds of it right now. And it's not trying to just make sales. No, we have to save our people and take
right.
people and return them to a sufficient amount of minerals and nutrients. They're imbalanced. So if you have an imbalanced people, you're going to have freaks of nature. They're all around us. So just imagine when it breaks open and now everyone is on humic acid now. Okay, all the deficiencies and all the living souls are now going to collectively come together because they have to. If everyone's walking around dead, they're dead because they're not vibrating or resonating the Earth's natural law frequency because they are deficient in these minerals. So if you take an antenna and try to make an antenna out of wax, that's not going to be an effective antenna, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's missing the metals. It's missing the gold. It's missing the platinum. It's missing all of the elements that's in that dirt. Because ultimately, when they want to go and get minerals, they go to the dirt, right?
Right.
Correct.
All right, the earth is exactly like we are. But this particular tree of life knowledge was broken down to the very finest compounds called humic fulvic acid. That is the tree of life. So all of the rooting systems in the tree is looking for this particular substance so it can dig in so the tree can live forever. So being that we forgot about the tree of life, we don't know anything about the humic substances that keeps us balanced and connected to this particular life source. So now we're dying because we don't have enough soil nutrients. And every disease stems from a deficiency or something missing in your diet, which is contained in the humic and fulvic acid. So how much more do we have to say?
Well, I think you just have to keep saying it. Now, just remember, if people walking around here and they like zombies, they hearing is not as sharp as it normally would be.
The thing is, those people aren't laughing. They're not laughing. There has to be some sort of collective movement of those that hear what we're saying to go mm-hmm. forth and do
go
the
out.
Work.
Right.
They're not going to do it. If you're talking to a vampire, someone who is dead walking, I mean, it's like almost like talk to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So how effective is that going to be? We have those that are hearing right now should be investing in getting something and sitting their ass down. I'm like, look, this is my ministry now. I'm going to return our brothers to a balance. I'm going to return our sisters to a balance, mineralize them to the point they're not getting no minerals. So they're overtaken by these antennas that they're putting in their food. They're not receiving the natural law antenna that's inside of the soil nutrient. They're getting all the plastic shit that's inside the garbage that they're being given. So now they're becoming transhumans. So if there's a transhuman walk, they're not going to get it unless someone actually sits them down and begin the process. So it's a ministry that people have to take on. Not an easy ministry because there's so many dead people walking around. Like, how are we going to do this? We got to sit around just like the drug dealers are sitting around packaging up their materials to kill us. We got to sit around and package up some shit that's going to give us life. And that's got to be 24/7 because they don't stop with the weed. They don't stop with the drugs. They don't stop with the fentanyl. It's killing people left and right. So when are we gonna situate this, man? Like, we're going to wait for another year to listen to me and brother, man. We're going to get on here another year. We're going to be pumped up. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's talking about the same stuff.
Yeah, it's action time for sure.
No, we got it. If we weren't in action 10 years ago, we're in trouble. It just so happens that we was in action 10 years ago. So if I'm still here, I've gotten free, so now I can say whatever I need to say. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not worried about a thing because it's about raising up the level. I'm actually here as a representative of a naturalized being here. I am the indigenous voice here in the Americas on record. And my only job from this point is to uplift humans or humanity. Those people who want to know the truth and want to be the truth, you know, and be balanced. Because there was a season where, you know, I was kind of blocked from that, from talking. But now, you know, hey, I can say what I need to say. But we have to say it. And right now, use that energy as action to go ahead and give support to Brother Crenshaw right now because he is doing the work. We're doing the work. This is not an easy thing because when the melanated beings come together to do it, It's another power.
Yes.
It's a whole other power. But we don't want to be just talking. We want people to actively go ahead and invest. I would say anyone who is hearing, you're going to need 100 pounds. When this whole situation breaks down and you don't have enough mitigation, you're going to be overtaken. Your family's going to be overtaken. the people around you are going to be overtaken. There's going to be sickness like you've never seen before, because they're going to seek to destroy this thing. It's not going to be like this forever. And after the ashes clear, whoever's left on this plane here that hasn't been overtaken by the frequency warfare, because they're setting up 5G now. If you notice, they're still doing 5G advertisements. And if you go into the store, it tells you, it has a big old sign there telling you how much 5G is overtaking America. It's right there in front of your face, right there. You see all the red right there? That's where all the dead niggas are. It's right in front of our face. How are we going to protect ourselves? Your children walking around crazy. All our women walking around with somebody's hair on their head, vibrating and freaked them. You know what I'm saying? And then we got the brothers walking around, you know what I'm saying, putting genetically modified makeup all over the face, lip gloss poison. You know what I'm saying? A woman that actually got to put lip gloss on their lips 20 times a day, right? Where is that lip gloss disappearing to?
Inside her body.
Inside her body. And wonder why she's crazy as shit back. Telling you, it's, man, if we don't hurry up now and snap in here, having solutions on the ground, this is the season of solutions. Okay.
That's right. It is.
It's the season where we was praying to get the solutions. And now the solutions are here. It's crawling. Apparently, we want to see people walking around on fire. And then we want to go grab some water.
Well, I can tell you my experience that I had with the humic acid. I had a young person that had got on drugs. And I gave him a whole jar. I didn't really think he was going to take it. He took it, and I mean, he kicked that habit right quick. He turned his whole life around. Now he's doing good. I mean, this was just in a matter of less than 6 months.
Yes.
But when you see a plant drooping, right,
mm-hmm.
It only needs certain things. It needs you to give it. You know, if you get that human touch, you can touch the plant.
Mm-hmm.
You can talk to the plant.
Right.
You can nourish the plant, or you can put it in a different environment where it is, you know, where it's more conducive to grow and heal. But it doesn't take long for a plant to come back if you nurture it, right? We're plants walking around, deficient,
right.
Abused. You know what I'm saying? We've been abused. To the utmost. It's going to take some real, right. It's going to take some real energy to help that, because to bring that energy back on Earth, it's a chemistry.
Mm-hmm. All about chemistry.
And I'm actually locating right now the salts in the Earth that contains this chemistry at the highest level. Right now, I'm in talks with Ethiopia to be the first salt distributor of the Ethiopian fulvic acid salts.
Yeah.
And Truth to Power family, realize that, you know, you're sitting right here on the front line. You in the front row right here.
It's so beautiful. It is so beautiful what the creation left us here. Right now we need foundation. You can't build your establishment on just leaves. See, that gives nutrient back to the soil. The foundation is the soil. And when you actually have a balance of soil nutrient inside of you, then you can use the herbs to enrich the soil.
Mm-hmm.
It's the proper cycle of life. That's why the leaves fall from the trees and fall apart, and all the nutrients go back into the soil so it can give balance. Heaven and earth.
I do have someone that have their hand raised here. Let's 323. Sound like they drive. 323-207. Okay. All right, go ahead, Papa. If you have a question or comment that you would like to ask Crenshaw and Papa, call in.
Oh,
push the number one.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Yeah,
can you hear me
can
now?
Hear you now. Yes, I can.
I'm sorry, MTV. Y'all can hear me now?
You're live.
Peace and better love.
You're live.
Peace and better love. Thank you, MTV, for being patient with me out. Yeah, I'm out here in the streets in traffic drive. You already know. I had to chime in, man. I really do appreciate y'all coming back on. And the correlation with the human fluid in the scriptures being the dirt of the earth. I had to call in on that one. That was profound, man. I love it when we can correlate the scriptures to anything in reality. And I didn't even put that together, but you put that two and two for me together, and it stuck like glue. I really do appreciate that download, OG. How y'all doing tonight?
Great.
Good in yourself.
Good. Brother Crenshaw, this Turtle Island Academy, man, building with you. I just had to give my testimony as far as what I experienced this past week with the human fluid and treating my family.
Okay.
My 10-year-old had ran into some type of fever out of the blue, and just wasn't feeling good. So immediately, she was, talking about she had a headache and just wasn't feeling good. So I prepared a humic fluid bath for her.
Yeah.
And when she had gotten the bath, she got in, got out, whatever. You know, she soaked in there for a while. And then when she got out, I guess she was asleep for a while. You know, I just let her sleep because I know when we sleep, we resting and we are rejuvenating we healing ourselves when we sleep. So anyways, I noticed when I take the bath, when I get out of the mineral bath, my body be like real relaxed, like your brother was saying. You tapping into the natural frequency of the earth. And we utilizing these minerals. So every time I notice when I take a bath, I be feeling real relaxed, like I be ready to lay down. So anyways, I said that to say when my daughter did eventually wake up, she was saying she felt a lot better. You know what I mean? So and then right after my 10-year-old was experiencing a fever, lo and behold, now my 3-year-old got the same bug, and now she hot just last night in the middle of the night. I put her in the bath late last night, preparing a bath for her to try to cool her fever down. And again, she woke up this morning while I'm at work. My wife is telling me, her fever's gone, and she's not as hot, or the fever was gone, and she wasn't feeling as bad. So definitely, family, get it, soak in it. Definitely soak your body in it, man. It is definitely the truth, and I'm standing by it, and I really do appreciate y'all brothers bringing this to the family, bringing it to the community, man. Thank y'all.
Peace. No problem, brother. One thing, I would also recommend. Go ahead.
I'm here.
I was going to say, make sure that you're just taking 1/8 of a teaspoon daily, because it mitigates any viral, bacterial, fungal, right? And also, we're going to come with a revised video on a testimony about a sister that had reversed her HIV just using minerals, the fulvic acid. Humic acid mitigates viruses. Anything that hijacks in the cells, like fever is trying to tell you that the body is being overtaken by some sort of bacterium. That's a bacterial infection. So be it a chicken, whatever, chicken nuggets or whatever, just make sure you're beginning to come off of that food and take the minerals straight back to the garden, because the garden is where we were expelled from the garden. So to return to the essence is to return to the garden. We have to get there and begin to utilize the nutrients and grow your own food if you have some land, because it's very necessary for our balance and our the immune system of our children. The immune system right now is under attack.
Big time.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. Now, is there such thing as taking too much? Like you said, take one egg. Like, I really don't even measure how much. You don't want to take too much.
You don't want to take too much because the body, you cannot poison yourself on humic acid. No. But you will poop black, and you'll just waste it. So to stimulate, you only need a very little bit of it. You can even go less than 1/8 of a teaspoon for children. They only need a pinch of it a day, you know, because the body requires minerals on a daily basis. Otherwise, disease takes them. And also, it goes in the matrix of the cell. Anything that hijacks the cell, there's an electron, a negative charge, that pulls viruses, bacteria, fungus, mold. It surrounds cancer and kills cancer because it gives off the potential of oxygen. Ancient trees contain the same chemistry as trees do, right? Trees have the chemistry to give off oxygen. So in its powder form, and when it gets inside the body, it actually gives off oxygen too as well.
Yeah, be careful taking too much. It will give you a Viagra effect, and I don't think you want any more little ones right now at the moment.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, but you only need a little bit. You only need a little bit. You don't have to waste it.
Right.
Don't waste it.
Right.
Because it'll come right out of your stool.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Better love. Let's go to 424248. 424.
Greetings.
Peace and better love.
Peace and better love. Yeah. This is Brother Tariq. And
well, hey Tariq, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I just tuned in here on my way back from the grocery store here in the car, you know, and I started hearing this language that I have been battling here for some 30 years that we continue to use and against our own interests, you know, talking about whatever these creatures claim that are causing us illness, when we know that it's the so-called food that we ingest is what causes us, and the animals that we ingest that is causing us to be ill and break down our defenses, not our immunity, our defenses. We are children of the spirit of the great God of and goddess of the universe. And so we have lived previously on this planet hundreds of years without illness and can do so again. And I have been involved with this so-called AIDS fraud nonsense for years, HIV. There is no such a thing as an HIV. And that's proven by the German High Court in 2001, where they declared that there is no such a thing, never been proven, never passed conscious postulates, which prove communicability, which never happened. It is all based on a sex act that is, and the filth that comes from there, that's what is causing, these are the things that cause illness, not these fraudulent terms that the American Murder Association throw around, and people in the medical field, as I used to be for many years, and I just detest this kind of what I call dog Latin, this fake speech that we use, you know, instead of using, you know, what we have been taught for many, many centuries is that food is medicine and medicine is food. And unless we start producing our own food, we are going to be slaves to the system here. And pretty soon we're going to see with all the shortages that are coming, we won't have any food. And then what are we going to do? That's the question.
Well, in the beginning of the show, we were talking about frequencies. And that's what they're using the warfare on us. They're using frequencies, and everything is frequencies.
Definitely.
So that's what they've been using on us.
Right. I hear you.
The warfare.
The warfare against us.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, that's interesting because because you're saying the HIV, you're right, because Charlotte Masters, I used to be the vice president of her company, and we found out about the retrovirus and things, you know, the history and development of the AIDS virus. It didn't say HIV, but it says AIDS. There is such a thing called AIDS, but as far as the viruses, they've never really proven viruses off, but they're synthetically creating retroviruses, which doesn't last in the body. Only the is bacterial infections that's coming from the food.
And it's primarily the parasites.
Primarily the parasites
and that frequency that is poisoning us, and especially those flesh eaters. You know, I call it animals in the digestive system. See, that's what AIDS is. All the rest of it is just medically clean.
Yeah, animals in the digestive system is exactly what AIDS is. Exactly. Now, I read that book so long ago, bro. It's like 20 years ago, 20 plus. I was letting people know it was animals that the people were dealing with, because it's all the rigor mortis, all of the stuff that's in the chemistry of all the death. You know, wonder why people getting stiff every morning. They can't wake up after they eat a beef sandwich. It's animals in the digestive system. Syndrome.
Yeah, all of this is based upon symptoms, which symptoms you can get from a whole variety of things. And those symptoms are not necessarily it does not necessarily mean disease. They just mean lack, just for, you know, temporary, it's a temporary lack of ease. That's it, you know.
Right.
So we have to
learn. Right. The everything that is absolutely going against the grain, like synthetic syndrome, everything is sin.
Yeah,
sin is going is not natural. It is sin. Synthetic syndrome is sin.
That's right.
Synthetic. Not being in tune with nature.
That's
animals
right.
in the digestive system. We done ate up all the animals, man.
And the ones we are eating,
you can't
are
eat
eating
animals, man.
Yeah, they're eating us.
They done ate up the animals, man.
Yeah, I've been teaching it for 30 years, brother, that we cannot ingest, and especially if you look at the movie, and I suggest everyone do this, get the movie Earthlings and look at that documentary.
Oh, yeah.
Earthlings. You will never touch meat again, I guarantee you.
Oh, for sure, for sure. And you know what? Another thing, check this out. There was another movie back in the 70s. It's called Soylent Green.
Yeah. Soylent Green is another one. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Who is that? Come on. Yep.
And that'll teach the people. And also, you want to watch a video interview with Rabbi Finkelstein interview. Rabbi Finkelstein interview.
Hey,
what they're going to do what they do with the meat.
Hamburgers, yeah.
Yeah, he tells you straight up. No holding back on him.
Oh, yeah. There's a song online, too, by Sister Sa called Thank You, Rabbi Finkelstein.
Oh, really?
She watched that joint. It's called Thank You, Rabbi Finkelstein.
Oh, I'm going to get it.
Her name is Sa. All you got to do is look up S-A, thank you, Rabbi Finkelstein, and then she has her material on SoundCloud. So you can go to SoundCloud and just type in Sa, S-A, and then thank you, Rabbi Finkelstein, and the song pops up.
All right, because I'm in the process of answering the Nova show that just is now running, called the ending of HIV in America. And since 2001, the German High Court ruled in a case brought to the German High Court against parliament members and members of the health ministry of Germany, where they were sued by parents of young men who were poisoned to death by these idiots pushing this lie about AIDS and HIV, you know, and why would you hide the main letter in the acronym HIV? Why would you do that if you're not trying to fool the public into believing things they don't understand?
Right.
You see?
Yeah, that's
and
why
so,
we're coming up with a revised version of the thing, because I know that we have to tell the next level of the story, you know?
Yeah.
But
yeah,
it
I have a 400-page. Right. Yeah,
yeah,
I have a 400-page compendium, information compendium, 410 pages on the fraud of so-called HIDV.
Hmm.
And I document from the very beginning. I also document that Fauci and his wife are the ones who pushed this stuff onto the people, and that this whole last 35 years of chemical poisoning of people and literally tricking the people into believing into things they don't understand, superstition. And
right.
So what we have documented is that if all you have to do is look at how this came about, and when you see Marty Heckler from the Department of Health and Human Services back in the day when she does her press conference and has Dr. Robert I'm a Liar Gallo coming forth saying that they discovered the HIDV. In fact, they didn't say that. They called it HTLV 1, 2, and 3. And then in 1981, in the Miami Herald Sunday Magazine, anybody can look this up, they had an article called HIV Not Guilty. And in that article, it came forth by both Luc Montagnier from the Pasteur Institute and the fake Robert Gallo, the fraud, that there is no such a thing, and it does not do this, and they backed off of the whole hype, I call it, and 1991. Yet, you have a medical chemical industry that is all based on Rockefeller's refineries and the turning of petroleum waste into pills that kill. And anybody can read this in the PDR, the physician's desk reference.
Right.
It's all right there for you to see for yourself. I used to teach from it.
Right.
The physician's desk reference has at least 2 pages for every drug that tells you that this drug will kill you.
Right. That's why they gave the contract to the basketball player.
Magic.
What's his name? Magic Johnson, because he was pushing AZT. AZT.
Right.
Now, when Robert Gallo went to court, when they had him on trial, Robert Gallo, because he actually taught over at the school, University of Maryland, right across the street from where I live. And I was doing research on him, Robert Gallo. But that whole thing was a hype, just like you said, hyped it up. So then they can bring forth their chemistry to kill off the population in Africa. And,
there you go.
You know, but the chemicals that kill, I know the whole story, man. And that's why they gave the brother that $1 billion so he can say that he had HIV. It's a hype to get that shit in our community.
Well, I was just listening to his press conference where he says about the HIV I have attained. No, the HIV virus I have attained. Now, anybody with an ounce of sense will know that HIV, V stands for virus. So how can you say HIV virus? You know, I mean, that's what are you talking, man?
But,
you don't even know what you're talking about.
They knew what they were talking about. They knew what they were talking about.
Yeah,
but
they get you into talking in this whole nonsensical way, anti-science, anti-language, you know, and get you to believe in things that you don't understand through what they call public relations and fraud of so-called language. I call it slanguage. That's dog for those. You can look it up. Look up dog Latin. You'll see it for yourself. This is how Madison Avenue, this is how Hollywood, this is how they all come at us with this massive fraudulent speech that confuse you completely, because you're not sure of really what they're saying, so you have to back up and
and think a minute and listen, and then you miss out on what they're saying, and pretty soon you're so confused you don't even want to be bothered. I ain't got time for that. That's bullshit. I got it. Yeah. See, and this is how they get you to buy their BS. See? This is the method. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Let me bring someone else to the bound table. Hold on here.
Please.
Tuckmoat, 347-805.
Tuckmoat. Peace, y'all. It's Thomas from New York. It's good. It's good.
Hey, Thomas.
Peace.
Well, I had a question, but it's sort of something I'm noticing. A trend, or someone brought, I think Derek, or brother Derek brought it to my attention. And they're using this stuff called cricket flour. Flour made out of crickets. And they're pushing it as it has double the protein of chicken and three times the protein of sirloin. And it's only 55 calories for 2 tablespoons. And you know, they're trying to push this out there. And I went to a juice store in, you know, Manhattan, you know, all white area. And they had actually, like, you know how they have all the proteins, you know, stuff you could choose from, the whey and all that stuff. And they had cricket flour. And people were actually putting this in their little smoothie and going on about their day. And I said, wow, this is that next level stuff. So what are y'all thoughts on that?
Baba.
Hey, I ain't no damn cricket.
I would think they would first something up with them. I mean, they gotta be where they getting them from. Where how are they harvesting them? What are they eating? What are those bugs consuming? Are
you are what you eat.
Mm-hmm.
Turn into a cricket.
Genetics tie me in the tree of life.
Eat bugs and be happy. Yeah, right.
You know, I started thinking, you ever see this movie called District 9?
Yeah.
Where it's like a big spaceship over Johannesburg. And the guy turns into like a bug, you know what I'm saying? It actually becomes one of the aliens, you know. So that's what I'm thinking, man. Like, what are they doing with this? But I'm thinking,
man, we're about to enter into a season where all these mugs are going to become bugs. Man. They're already roaches and down. It's a mess.
I mean, we already, crab legs.
They need to make roaches a delicacy because, you know, as many roaches are they got here in Georgia, they can come over here in Georgia and feast.
let me add someone else to the mound table here. Let's see. 706-202.
Oh, Captain, better love.
Okay,
Kwame.
Greetings, Grinshaw and Tutmos. And I think I heard Brother Tariq on.
Yeah, yes. Brother Tariq is at the bottom table. We all at the bottom table.
Okay, well, this is good because, you know, I think it was Grinshaw when they were on before saying that we need to have the front porch or the long table, whichever we want to call it, where men begin to discuss what do we need to be doing because we're dealing with learned helplessness. This is what we're discussing here, is that we've learned all of these things, how to be helpless. Now, how do we become self-efficient? And it's going to take those that have the awareness to bring information. But we also have to look at what is the counter to it, because for every plant that's in the forest that poison ivy, there's a milkweed, there's an antidote that grows in nature, and we have to begin to do the same thing and looking at what are the antidotes. You can go into any large grocery store and you can ask the manager, okay, where's your health food section or where's your organic section of food at? And they will point you over in the corner where that stuff is being sold at there. So
yeah,
what
right.
is the rest of the store? If that's health food or that's organic food, what's the rest of the store? They're selling
yeah.
that.
Chemicals.
Right. So
yep.
we have to choose because you choose you're making a deciding factor about what your body is consuming. And more so the part of what your body lives in. And if
mm-hmm.
you're living in a toxic environment, you can be putting all of the proteins and shakes and smoothies and eating organic, but you're living in a toxic system of high electronics. You're poisoning all that food that you're putting in you. You're toxifying
mm-hmm.
yourself. And so we have to look at how do we change the emission of our energy. And what do we put? Where is the best space to be in? Being in nature is that because urban only means you're banned from nature, and you have to look at how do I get back if nothing but for the weekend. And so these are the ways in which we have to begin. Yes, they have a plan, but what is our counter to that plan? Because we see the system. You looked up the research. You know the people that are creating this Frankenstein diet and creating these infectious viruses, what do we use to counter that? That's where we have to begin to make our awareness in, and that there's more energy and frequency at 432 hertz in nature and being able to come out and sleep under the stars or to be able to walk just during the day and absorb the sun's energy, you get more vitamin D of 20 to 30 minutes in sunlight than you do any glass of milk or any supplement vitamin. The sun does that because you have the melanin to convert it into that. We have to look at how did our ancestors live longer. We have more centurions that are dying now that has lived 100 years. What did they eat?
Right.
How did they, what were their methods? We have to go and research and sit and talk with these elders.
Come
and
on.
See what it was that kept them alive for 100 years. We can't even keep alive for 50 years at most.
Yeah, well, Brother Tariq is an octogenarian, and I plan to be a centenarian. And I have been pushing for backyard gardens and neighborhood microclimates that we can create together with our neighbors, and that everybody can have plenty of food in their yards, which with the yards were first set up to do that in the first place. You're supposed to have a house, which you're supposed to have a garden, which you know, which is your sustenance.
Your whole food store is your backyard. That's where our ancestors used to be. I went to my grandmother's house in Mississippi. The whole food store was go out there in the garden. You pick tomatoes. You get the greens. You go kill a chicken for Sunday dinner. So you did everything that you needed. Necessity was grown on the land that you lived on. You were eating your frequency.
Right.
You were eating from your frequency. We're
eating
what these frequencies are.
Right.
And we're living in frequencies that's not conducive for the human body.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah.
I agree.
And that's what we're talking about. The frequencies is so important. You know, and so we know that they're using the frequencies with the food and everything. Everything is a frequency, so we have to use the right frequencies
right.
to overshadow that.
Right.
And that's
yeah.
what we're talking
and,
about,
and
the minerals.
Right, but even
the part of the minerals, when we looked
at the cell salts, we were talking about the soil. How many people know okay, you have 9 different cell sorts that develops in the womb that you obtained when you were growing in the womb. When you come forth, I'm a Pisces. So that means Aries, Gemini are the 3 that I'm missing. I have to know that my body did not grow with that. So I'm deficient of those 3 mineral cell salts. I have to look at how do I keep this balance by having all 12 of these in my body. And so it's looking at how do I register. You know, it was something that was so important. It was said on a speech by Dr. Asa Hilliard. He said, when the captives were taken from the continent, they grabbed the soil and kept it in their hand just to keep a part of what they came from. And when they tried to make them to throw it out, they would put it in their mouth and eat it. And how many times have we heard about if we had grandparents from the South talking about they ate the clay, they ate the earth, because that was what those nutrients were needed. We went out and played in the mud, made mud pies. Little kids made mud pies. That's transference from those minerals absorbing into your skin as you're playing with it. Out playing in the mud with your bare feet, you absorb. You're paying hundreds of dollars to go get a mud bath, and you can go there in Georgia clay and use that same clay to do what you paid $100 to do.
Wow.
Now, someone in the chat room is talking about Europe is is U-R-O-P-A-T-H-Y. Are any of you gentlemen familiar with that?
You what?
Neuropathy?
Can you spell it?
Yes. Neuropathy, that's it.
Well, I'm familiar with neuropathy.
Yeah, me too.
Well, it's when your neurons are coated with all kinds of garbage from the food you eat.
There you go. That's your central nervous system telling you that you need to feed yourself better. That's what it is.
Free radicals.
Well, monatomic elements and oxygen actually will get rid of those pathogens, and also methylene blue will deliver the oxygen to those areas where there's neuropathy. But you want to start taking noble metals, ionic noble metals, and make sure that, to recoat the neurons so the neurons can fire off.
Okay, so that's
coming. But also you want to drink water, because water is,
then they got the water messed
up. Water.
But what? What's the best at what's one of the best minerals as chemicals that is used for antibiotics?
Garlic. Is it garlic?
Colloid silver.
About? Oh, the silver.
Yeah, the silver protein is what it is.
A lot of silver, right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we carry the silver, gold.
No. Yeah, you got to go to the highest level of silver. Silver is the proteins in silver.
Right. And then you look at, you're talking about the nerve. The highest receiver frequency mineral is gold. That's why they use monatomic gold in being able to boost your cell's frequency of receptivity, because what you were saying about uropathy is the blockage. First, you have to clear the body in fasting and wash the body clean in order to put in the necessary nutrients and things that will begin to bring the body up to speed. Because if you're just putting it in and you still got all this stuff in you, then you're defeating your purpose. So there has to be a fasting and a cleansing and a detoxing of the body.
Right.
That's why we always ate per season. And you had, my grandmother used to come with this cup of castor oil and some oranges. And we'd have to line up, and she'd pour a cup of castor oil, and give us an orange, but we had to drink that whole cup of castor oil because we knew that we had to take turns and letting everything come out you because it cleans you out. But these are the ways in which we did, you know,
yep.
three sixes, fish oil, fish emulsions,
yep.
those type of things that we knew that we would take certain herbs that would move the bowel and clean out the colon and intestinal walls because those walls hold years of residue of what you consume.
Oh, yeah.
Waste.
Well, zeolite and bentonite is very good for actually removal of those waste products.
Yeah,
and,
like
cause it
walnuts,
and binds to those chemistries and pulls them out, yeah. So, you know, the water system is purification.
Walnut is a great and parasite killer.
Right.
Uh-huh. There you go.
Look at what does nature balance with us. And we have to go back and look at what do we use that comes from the earth more so than what comes from the chemical mixtures.
Right. Ashes and ashes and dust to dust. We use ashes for purification, and we use the dust to nourish.
How many people have ever used agnihotra? The Arabic where they use dong, brown rice, and ghee, and you burn it, and it removes the radiation from the atmosphere. But you can take that ash and put it into most polluted water, and it will purify it.
Sure,
you can put
water.
It on plants, and it will enhance it because that dong is nothing but dried out cow manure, and they pressed it out and laid it in the sun and let it dry, and it's fertilizer. And then when you burn it, it puts more nutrients back into it to help absorb whatever impurities.
Right.
It actually activates the monatomic elements in the actual poop because it's coming from the grass or the grain or the grass.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It just activates the monatomic elements.
Right. And this is what I'm saying. This is old science that came out of a religious worship in India in burning dong. Native Americans here used to use buffalo chips and starter fluid.
Actually, they used to do it here too as well because this is if you know anything about the mound builders of Mu, M-U-U.
Yep, the mound builders. Come on, tell me.
This is a practice here. Yeah, from the indigenous people, yes.
That was what the Mississippi.
And the indigenous chiefs, most of the indigenous chiefs do agriculture. They do that. And then, you know, they do that to enrich the life-giving presence.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we have all the answers and we have all the knowledge, and I don't understand what is holding us back from doing. I mean, I've been listening to some of my audio tapes that I did from the 1990s when I used to teach here in Los Angeles at a health food store, and I was a guest on Stevie Wonder's show in the morning. On KJLH, and we used to talk about health and wealth and what we can do for ourselves, and back then we were promoting backyard gardening and microclimates, building microclimates in the neighborhoods, you know, and bringing people together based upon life science, not this fraudulent fake agricultural nonsense that they're killing us with. See? And, you know, my mother taught me how to grow food, and I hated it back then, but I love it now.
Right.
But all right, now, the solution would be that we come together now and begin to put together kits, Brother Crenshaw, so people can do and start their home gardening. That's the solution there. And that's in addition to your herb packs and the herb seeds and all the stuff so you can be self-sufficient in doing and kick-starting your world because you can take the seeds and continue your vibration, you know. So Yeah, let's start beginning to have solutions behind that, because brother said, you know, you've been speaking on this for years. I'm going on 24 years of knowing what these minerals can do to the plants and to human health. So, you know, we can do that. Let's do it. That's our now. We're going to have 400 kits ready to go by springtime. So everyone can go ahead and start ordering their kits now. We're going to put the seed packs and everything together.
Are these going to be the heirloom seeds?
It'll be heirloom seeds, certified or heirloom.
Right.
And also the minerals, and also I have another minerals source where it just grows the hell out of the food.
Yep.
And don't forget the brother that has the special pot. There's a brother that has a special growing pot that doesn't even require a lot of water that I just saw here about two months ago online. And he's doing this. You know, we got to get with him and support him.
Mm-hmm. Is that a brother doing it?
Yeah.
Okay, I might know him. I think he came to my house. I had a meeting. They in Arizona.
Okay.
And maybe the brother, because he was the representative for that. He brought one over to my house.
Okay.
I've seen that. That's necessary for those that have a limited amount of space, so we can have kits for that too as well. For, you know, they have the kits too, but the soil nutrient and the enhancement for growth, maximum growth, we have that.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
So we have our own formulas to, you know, just put in the water to water your plant to keep the soil and the plants growing vibrant. But yeah, that's interesting. Bring him on, man. If I can remember, I can't remember his name. I got my old telephone. I might have the number in there.
Bring it on.
We didn't hear you.
Yeah, I said I'll find out and I'll bring it on.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely bring them on, because we need all that. Because, I mean, this is definitely what I've been contemplating on forever is home. When I had my family, I was with my family, we had a backyard garden that was macking for the max.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, macking. I've done so many years, man. I do one. In fact, I was just in mine today and picked about 50 collard green leaves for my neighbor and gave away. So they're so big, and they grow, you know, they grow inches every other day, you know, so, and they are so delicious. You know, once you just steam them, you don't have to even cook them long, you know, and it has such incredible nutrition, collard greens.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yes. But what we're looking at too is, okay, Tariq, you're in Cali. So that means that there's a different climate and a different amount of sun. That's why green leafy. Looking at what regions do we live in, and what is the most productive plants that grow in the regions in order for people to start looking at gardening. Okay, I'm going back to Alabama on the 20th to Nature's Garden. She's got 47 acres there. That she has community gardens that she does.
That's the lady at Tuskegee.
Nature's Garden.
Yeah,
Tuskegee. I know. Right. That's Muja. Muja's doing the festival, and she wants the lodge done on that Friday, and then the festival is Saturday. So we're going to purify and detox the people during the sweat. And then we're going to have the festival and people selling their wares, and the farmers that will be able to sell the stuff that came from their gardens, and people will be able to get fresh vegetables, you know. And these, what we have to begin to do is what we talk about on the Oasis. On the Overground Railroad, we're going to create Oasis, spaces where people are producing the necessary nutrients for people or the necessary mineral resources that will be able to be obtained in certain places, just like we would go on the Underground Railroad to get to freedom. You're going to have to go to places that's going to help to free you. What are you? What is? How is this going to help free you? You got to free the mind and the body.
Yep. Right.
And so we have people that's in all regions of the, you know, the state here. Like I'm up north, y'all down south, and you know.
Yeah, and what we have to do is create a network to umbra. That's why it says overground. What's over us is the Milky Way, and that cosmic, the universe bends
to
its justice, and the Milky Way is over us. And what we can do is overstanding how we align with that and growing in certain regions and spaces. And so these are the things in which we're doing with having people in those areas, like Crenshaw is in his area, Tariq's in his area, you're in Detroit, I'm in Georgia. So what we got to begin is a networking to keep this emission of transmission of frequencies of healing.
Well, I mean, this
can
is
I be
good.
Heard?
We all come. Yes, you can. Yeah.
All right. This is Thomas again. So, I hear the gardening. I hear the gardening concept. And
okay.
I once said, you know, I thought because in New York, well, in Manhattan, we have buildings. There's no houses. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, all these rooftops could be used to do some gardening and things like that.
Yeah.
But then this article came out just this week on October 4th, and it's from the Activist Post. And it says, USDA now asking people to register their vegetable gardens for national database. And if you read this here, it says, in a move that has many folks scratching their heads, the United States Department of Agriculture has renewed this push for People's Garden Initiative, which includes registering vegetable gardens nationwide. According to the USDA, the move is to force a more diverse, resilient local food system to empower communities to address issues like nutrition and access to climate change. Of course, they got to add that in there. So this The people who have to register their garden is not only people who have their own little vegetable garden on their property, but school gardens, community gardens, urban farms, small-scale agricultural projects in rural, suburban, and urban areas can be recognized as people gardens if they register on the USDA website and meet the criteria, including benefiting the community, working collaboratively, incorporating conservative practices, and educating the public. So that's telling me that this will soon become something you get a social credit for. You know, if you could take your little garden and register it, and you're helping the community, because this is going to be how they're going to push this communism on us. So you're going to be, this is going to be a community garden. You know, it's like people's initiative. People's Guard. It sounds like the People's Republic of China. So
that's right.
What happens once this becomes the law? Now you have
it
the
has
guard
already become law.
And they could regulate, you know, eventually regulate what you grow. You know, that doesn't qualify as a People's Guard if you're growing your own collard greens. We want you to grow, you know what I'm saying, something else. Like, what happens when that becomes the thing, and we can't grow our own food?
That's what they did.
I wanted to share, and that's an important part that Tutmos has brought up, because remember the BP oil spill that happened down there in the Gulf when they had that big oil spill and the fire was burning, all that oil was burning out there in the Gulf of Mexico? They passed a bill called the Codex. You can look it up. It's called the Codex Bill. The Codex Bill says that anything that is farmed has to be registered with the FDA in order for, because they were going around raiding people's farms and tearing up their gardens and arresting people when they first passed that bill. And this is what you, this is what you're foreseeing, is because now they want to put it into a data bank to where they know what persons is growing what in what area, because like you said, they're going to regulate what can be done. But the thing that we have to begin to do is just like out there, the people have to, the people that sell roadside farms now have to have a license. I know I've gone to festivals and people will come in from the forestry, they're in the forest preserve and having festivals, and they will take the person's produce because they don't have a license from the FDA that says that they have permission to sell food grown in their own land. This is what, this is what Tutmosis is saying, and that's what, this is why I'm saying we've got to be able to counter this.
We have the antidote.
Mm-hmm.
We have the antidote.
And you got to look, and you got to look at who the FDA is. They've been the enemy. There you go.
Come
time.
On. Come
so
on. Tell them.
How you going to register something with the enemy?
Well, it's food and drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Food and drugs.
So
yeah,
if
and
food,
see,
don't have no drugs in it, they won't try to get rid of it.
Right.
I'm sitting here right here where in DeKalb, Illinois, at Northern University, is where Monsanto created the Terminator seed.
This
is corn country up here. And this
wow.
is where they did before they moved their main headquarters down to St. Louis. My sister used to work for them. And this is where they had the university in their agriculture department to help create the Terminator seed.
Terminator seed. Wow.
They created that because, and they took it over to Louisiana to destroy the land because the indigenous people were supposed to get back 74,000 acres of that land. So they poisoned the land over there.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
but
that's right.
I know the whole story behind that.
Right. Washita.
That was Empress Vernestine.
Verdesi.
Yeah.
Verdesi.
Yeah.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes. Tiara.
But this is why, you know, when you were saying getting the seeds together, because we were saying that there has to be the organic and the correct seeding, because a lot of these seeds that now have harvested, that's why Bill Gates made his seed bank up there in the Arctic area in the north, because they have harvested all the seeds of plants on the planet.
Right.
And the heirloom seeds is the only ones that have been able to be keep reproducing the seeds that grow the seeds, because majority of the soy, the corn, especially you got seedless watermelon, seedless tomatoes, seedless grapes. So you can't reproduce because they don't have any seeds.
Well, the seeds
and we're
watermelon.
Assuming that makes your body, your reproductive system, seedless.
Yep.
You know, you can correct the environment. You can correct the environment in a seed according to the minerals there. The DNA,
right.
RNA synthesis from the humic fulvic acid causes the seed to remember what it's supposed to do.
Right.
Wow.
But what you have to also know is how did you make a GMO seed? What they have, what they call, is a GMO gun, and what they use to connect that with is gold. Thin paper sheeted gold that they attach to it in order for it to connect, to bind itself, because it won't take it any other way because of the frequency.
Well, fulvic acid chelates all of that.
Yep.
So it renders it non-effective. See, when they do, I'm seeds of light. Actually, I was, you know, dealing with the knowledge of going from seed to light.
Yep.
That knowledge is known to bring forth. I did a song called Rise in Love. It started with a seed. And it took you through the whole growth cycle of a seed and how that equated to the heart and to bringing more life and breath to the body,
right.
And the food factor, you know.
So,
but that's,
you know,
why
that's real.
The fantastic fungi told us about the microbial system of the wood wide web. And that whole system of die and reproduce and life system that has been sustaining this planet since it's been growing life in it.
Right.
So what we're looking at is, you're correct, we have to understand the wood wide web and working with the microbial, the fungi, and being able to reproduce that which is most nutritious for us to survive.
Well, those microbes have been challenged from the aluminum, but you can also use chelating factors when you're growing food to break all that down, and then use the clays to bind all of those heavy metals. So you can actually go and heal the land. So when I was out there in Louisiana, I was riding on a bus, and I was like, man, there's so much land here. I was riding through there for hours, like, there's a lot of land over here. But you can see where they scorched the land. With my eye, I can see how they did it. And, you know, when I got there, I was there to help four sisters that had cancer. And they said that there was they used to open up a paper mill where they used to, you know, the chemicals would go everywhere, and everybody in the town had cancer. And, I mean, it was terrible. The death cycle, man. It's like the whole family died of cancer in 1 year.
Yeah.
So, you know, that land and the food out there is definitely poison. They poisoned them Louisiana people because the Louisiana Purchase was not.
Yeah.
So they have to give a large percentage of that area back. So they went on and poisoned all that land over there and the people.
Come on, brother.
That's probably why Louisiana is the number one capital murder in the world. I mean,
it's the chemicals. Yeah, it's the chemicals. Yeah. It's the chemicals.
It's
from
the number
the
one
capital
in the world.
Right. Well, that's because they had to set it up like that, because the people, once they started becoming aware of who they were, those are the original indigenous beings. So they had, it's a war, you know, it's a war. They're there to take the land. They know what this land is. They came here to stop that. The Saurians. You know, we only have to know the Saurian Nazis. Jews are the ones that's fucking up everything. You know what I'm saying?
Kazarians.
They don't want us growing food until there was a spirit that comes along and they buckle their knees. All right.
Yep.
I want to give everyone for next week or whenever we all come back together. But I need everyone to get this remedy from Michael Jackson. Okay. Michael Jackson did a video called Earth Song. He did a video called Earth Song. Now, if we all get into this practice in oneness, then we can cause this earth to vibrate at another level. Like, we're ready for some shit to take place, because it does stem from the earth.
That's right.
Now, what we want to do is all of us want to watch that video, and at the sound of Sister Beverly's voice, we're going to go in and set up a time, and all of us are going to do exactly what those people did in there to cause the earth to come alive for us. But if we're not doing this in oneness, we can do it at the same time all across the earth, and the earth would be like, all right, we'll see. Let's go ahead and see if they're really ready for it, you know?
And please, brothers, listen. Admiral Byrd told us in his chronicle, in all of his years as an admiral in the Navy, he was flying above the Arctic Circle and was pulled down into the center of the earth that is alive and well. There's worlds down there. And then he went down to the Antarctica as well and found out about what the Nazis had and what was down there, those sauces and stuff. And they made those people come back limping back into port. All beat up because they couldn't handle the weaponry. See, so we have the story, we have the knowledge, we know what to do. We know what to do. And I just pray that we start, or that we gather together those people who are already doing this and have so been doing for years. I know I'm connected to people who've been doing this since the late 80s. And all through the 90s and early 2000s, I myself have put together at least 30 to 40 gardens here in Los Angeles, the greater Los Angeles area I've been a part of. And it's a very healing process to come together, four or five people, and build a food garden in the backyard or somewhere on the property. One of the things you will notice when you do this is your whole body changes, because now you are doing what you were supposed to do, and you are connected to the mother, back to the mother.
Right.
So
now
this earth song
would now say that you want us to look at this video, correct?
Yes, and we're all going to do it. There's a certain thing that they do to trigger the earth to vibrate in correction, and that's our power. That's how we actually deal with them. They can't deal with the earth power. You remember those that line and lineage was cursed from there. They do not want us to the earth. That's why they don't want us gardening.
Yeah,
so once
we go ahead
and do this particular thing that caused the earth to come together, it's going to send to them a sign in the frequency. The sun might get a little hotter on the ass. It's going to trigger the universal power that we're ready. We're walking around with rubberized shoes on. The earth don't recognize us anymore. But when we get down on that earth and do this particular thing,
come on,
and acknowledge it for a purpose of bringing forth balance, hey, this mug can rev up on this mug like you've never seen before.
Is it a certain time, a certain day? We're
going to let you put the time together, Mother. Mm-hmm. And we're going to go ahead and at the sound of your voice, we go ahead and do that. All of us are going to do it at the same time.
Okay.
And you know what? We're gonna put it to the test to know that once we actually acknowledge it in oneness, the earth is going to reveal all its powers to us, because ain't nobody else knocking at the door. I've seen it. I know. I know what it is. And I know that it can be directed. It can actually go inside with precision. F somebody's S-H-I-T up and then go on about his business.
Wow.
It will tear it up like you've never seen. Directed energy, weapons come from our mind. We can do it in oneness.
Yeah.
But if we collectively do it, shit, it's over with.
Let me add another person to the mound table here.
Mm-hmm.
Mama
AC,
is this you?
Yes, ma'am. Greetings, Sister Bear.
Okay.
Greetings, family. I had to keep coming in and out. Anyway, I didn't hear everything, but I did hear about this video. When are we supposed to watch this video, or can we watch it now, or do we have to be in unison for the energy together?
No, watch the video at your leisure, but witness the message of how they caused the earth to come alive and correct in correction. You're going to notice that the correction comes when they particularly do this particular thing and give credence and honor to the creation.
Okay,
and we're not doing that collectively across the board. We forgot.
Now, is this something that we have to do outside, or is it something we can do inside? That way
we're going to have to do it outside.
Okay.
You'll see
what they do collectively.
Okay.
You'll see.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, what is this video? What do I ask?
It's called Earth Song
to
Michael Jackson.
It's what now? Say
ahead.
That again. God, I hate this damn phone.
Can you hear Mama AC? It's Earth Song by Michael Jackson.
Dang, I think I've seen that before. Earth Song by Michael Jackson.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Now, pay close attention to it now. Yeah, you saw it, but did you see it?
No.
No, we're gonna look at it.
Okay. I think I have viewed that many, many moons ago, and now I'm being reminded about that. And family, we got to go within and rest and sleep, and by all means, keep people away from your space if they do not come correct, and don't feel out of sorts if you feel like all of a sudden there are certain people that you're not supposed to communicate with. You could have been the best of friends, and then all of a sudden you get this feeling that you need to distance. Don't quibble about it or get your knickers in a niche, because that's your higher selves telling
that's
you
right.
You got to go on another path, because even though those people may be the best people in on the planet as far as you know, but if you get the slightest bit of inkling, then you listen to that. And even if you have to go in